Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 347. Larry here. Anthony is not here. As he mentioned last week, he said he wasn't going to be here, and by God, he stuck to his guns. But I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about it. I just want to kind of mention this. I've been dying to mention this for a while. It's kind of tough to get into because there's so much around it. It's kind of almost its own podcast itself, separate from just like a gaming podcast. But I want to talk about one of my most favorite franchises in the world, a franchise that's actually making not a comeback. He's never left, but he's got a couple new movies coming out, a television show coming out. And I'm talking about, we just celebrated his 69th birthday on November 3rd. I'm talking about the one and only Godzilla. Yes, Godzilla's Toho's favorite movie monster. To me, he'll always be some dude in a rubber suit. Nowadays, he's getting the CGI treatment. Who hasn't? Even we might be CGI soon. But all my life, I mean, my earliest memories of watching movies, watching television, had Godzilla. Thanksgiving, I don't know why, but Thanksgiving would feature Godzilla movies on TV. Okay, sure. I remember going renting movies, and I rented often and copious amount of times. I have rented Godzilla versus Mothra. Love that movie. Loved it. That was probably my real first entry into the Godzilla series. And then learning about all the other movies, then realizing that it actually goes back to 1954 was the first movie, Godzilla, or properly Gojira. The fact that Godzilla actually was just a translation mix-up. He was always named Gojira, but someone heard Gojira and heard Godzilla out of it, so we got Godzilla. Short of a couple of rough patches, we're not going to talk about the 1998 Matthew Broderick movie. Actually, we're not really going to talk about any of the movies, but I'm just going to mention a couple. In doing research for this episode, the little research that I did, though, realizing actually how many video games there are for Godzilla. I mean, I don't have an exact number. There's just a ton of them. And in fact, there's like, what, 8 or 9 maybe? Godzilla games that came out even before the one I'm familiar with and the one that a lot of us are probably familiar with. Godzilla on the NES with probably the worst subtitle of all. Godzilla, Monster of Monsters. He's the king of monsters. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's a take of King of Kings, Monster of Monsters. Well, maybe actually that's the case. I just kind of thought about that. Interesting. But Godzilla's first video game came out in 1983 on the Commodore 64. Since then, ZX Spectrum had a handful of games on the MSX. But I got to it with the 1988, well, for us, 1989 in North America, release of Godzilla. And when you look back on it, gameplay-wise, it's kind of fugly. Not even fugly. I shouldn't say fugly. It's maybe a little boring. Because it's very rinse and repeat to get from A to B as Godzilla and as Mothra. You play as both, at least. Fighting kaiju, half of which aren't even in the Godzilla universe. They're from other movies. Like the first four that you take on before you get to the Smog Monster are all from like their own movies that have nothing to do, but weren't in the world of Godzilla. Ghidorah, Mugeria. There's a lot of them I mispronounced, so bear with me. Varan. I mean, those three alone. Oh, and then Baragon. Well, Baragon got his start. They're all movies that aren't Godzilla movies. But in this game, we get the Smog Monster, we get Gigan, Mechagodzilla, and of course, King Ghidorah. Some of these are just staples. You have to have them. And in the NES game, when you move forward, it's very much like a chess game. When you moved forward as Godzilla or Mothra, you had to play as both. You had to get both of them across the board. You would go through these scenes, but like none of them were cities. You weren't trampling Tokyo. No offense to our friends in Tokyo, but if I'm playing a Godzilla game, I want to destroy a city. Unfortunately, most likely it would be Tokyo. You're fighting, I mean, granted, you're going through the solar system trying to get to Planet X, but there's no cities that you're destroying. So, all right, you deal with that. But early on, and I've on this podcast, I've mentioned I'm not a fan of one-on-one fighters. I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, love them. Justice League Task Force on Super Nintendo. I don't know why I fell in love with that game. But overall, I'm not a fan of one-on-one fighters. It's probably why I don't play a lot of Neo Geo. But Godzilla, he belongs in one-on-one fighters. And you kind of get that in the NES game. When you finally pair up and you take on some of these kaiju, it turns into a one-on-one fighter. And to me, that's what Godzilla is all about. The fighting, the kicking, the atomic breath, occasionally maybe a drop kick somewhere. What do you do when you team up with a robot that just quadruples in 10 times or just grows in size? Because I'm talking about Jet Jaguar, who was not in the NES game or the Game Boy game that I'm going to talk about. Very upset because I love Jet Jaguar. But the NES game showed, and for me early on in life, even before Mortal Kombat, before Street Fighter 2, I kind of realized, wow, Godzilla needs to be in these one-on-one fighters. That's what you want to do. You watch the movies to see two giant monsters, preferably not CGI, but guys in rubber monster suits, beat each other up. I want to do that in video games as well. And for me at least, and again, they might have come out before and after, but like true fighters for me for Godzilla came out on the GameCube and on the Xbox. What is it? Godzilla Destroy All Monsters Melee. That's the first one that I remember where it was like a true one-on-one fighter that I played. And I owned it. I don't own it anymore, but I did. I get my hands on it again. But the NES, that's the one I had, and that's the one I loved because it really was to me also compared to the Game Boy game that I had, Godzilla, where you had to rescue your son, Manila, who I think is still hysterical, named after an envelope. But it was very the Game Boy game was very campy looking. Now, that says a lot because Godzilla got campy looking. Like mid to late 60s, early 70s, he got very campy. Like when he was a good guy, defending Earth, which is weird. And I've always equated the Game Boy game to that era of Godzilla. It's not a true era, what I call an era. That campiness that we got. He had the big weird eyes and he was shaking hands with people, again, drop kicking people, talking somewhat, kind of sort of, not really, to other, like to just other kaiju and everything. So, but that's what I love. That's what I loved about Godzilla, the movies, and that's what I loved about this Game Boy game as well. But those are my only two real before the GameCube games. The NES and the Game Boy game were the only two that I knew of and I experienced. But later on, realizing that, and I don't remember ever seeing this for sale, let alone being, I didn't really did not really realize, wow, that it was a North America release, but Super Godzilla on the Super Nintendo. It wasn't until later on I realized, that this sequel or this Super NES game was even available. I've played the NES sequel, Godzilla 2, which is a very weird strategy game. Actually, I played it recently. I still can't get, I can't wrap my head around it. But to me, again, the original NES will always stand out as an amazing game that I remember as, for being a Godzilla game, because that was also the last one to really kind of show Godzilla. Like again, the Game Boy version that I'm talking about, he was like this little. Just this little sprite and to take on, all the other monsters. And when you go to punch something, a big giant fist would appear in front of you, and that was your weapon. It was very weird. And then even looking at Super Godzilla, you only get like a from his neck up, almost. You don't get all of Godzilla, really. But the NES version, you got all of Godzilla. You got him from head to toe. Same with Mothra. You know, she was there, Blaze of Glory, and they both had their, you know, weaknesses. They both had their strengths. But again, you know, nothing else Godzilla game-wise, even to this day, when I look at some of the other games, I do the research on it and looking at it, nothing to me stands out. That original game, as bad as it is, I love it. But the one-on-one fighters that came out eventually, you know, on GameCube, on the PlayStation, PlayStation 2, I should say, PlayStation 2, Godzilla Unleashed, Godzilla, what was the other one? Oh, gosh, as I'm trying to look it up, as you can see where I'm staring at, Godzilla Save the Earth on Xbox and PlayStation 2. That was certainly an interesting one. I have a, which I am waiting for the Analog Duo to ship so I can play a Godzilla game on the TurboGrafx CD. Well, the PC Engine CD, to be exact. I forgot how it plays, to be honest with you, because I haven't looked at it in a while, but I'm just excited to have it and try it. And, you know, with all this new, with these two new Godzilla movies coming out between this year, the end of this year and next year, the Monarch TV show, that's, you know, Godzilla's in it. He's got this resurgence. Shin Godzilla from a few years ago, very interesting. Not even a reboot, but a reimagining of Godzilla. We need like a reimagining of Godzilla games. The Godzilla game on the PS4 was really good. I have that digitally. I heard it's very hard to find physical copies of. But again, it's a fighter. And I think Jet Jaguar is in that one, if I remember correctly. There's a lot of kaiju in that one. But, you know, hopefully these publishers will see just the box office smash, the moneymaker that Godzilla is. And not only that, but Godzilla is just, he's a part of all of us. I mean, who hasn't grown up in the 80s, in the 90s, and didn't somehow come across and actually sit down and enjoy a Godzilla movie? I can't think of anyone who doesn't like Godzilla. I'm not saying you have to be a fan of all the movies and collect all of them, but come on, you got to be a fan of Godzilla and enjoy at least one of his movies. And of course, try and enjoy some of the games as well. But with that, though, I'm going to kind of wrap this up. I just wanted to just give you, just show you my love. I wanted to give love to Godzilla. You know, here we just passed Godzilla Day on November 3rd. Next year, the big 7-0 for him. So I really hope that you got a lot of stuff planned for him. One of which hopefully will be video games. But in the meantime, I'm going to go play some more of the NES game. I'm going to play that Game Boy game, which that I actually have a physical copy of. I need a physical copy of the NES version. I thought I had it, but a terrible oversight on my part. I do not own it. But with that, I'm going to wrap things up. I'm making it short here. Remember, wherever you find us on social media, please give us a follow on YouTube. Give us that thumbs up. Got to get that algorithm going. Hit share. Share with your friends and family. And programming note, we will be at the Route 110 comic book show in Melville, New York on Sunday, November 19th. So come on by. Say hi. $5 to get in. Some great stuff for sale. I'm still trying to unload pop vinyls, some of which will be Godzilla, actually, but from like Godzilla versus Kong. Not old school. I'm keeping my old school Toho Godzilla. I have a black and white Godzilla pop vinyl, which is sweet. That one I'm not getting rid of. But definitely check us out wherever. Email us. Email at theretrogamers.com. And with that, folks, we'll catch you everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.